friends and radio listeners, you are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying, won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I'm very excited about the message that we are going to hear from God's servant, Brother Hardy. It's one of his most powerful and timely and very appropriate for every believer in Christ. It's entitled, The Four Battles of a Christian. And I might add, these are the four battles of a Christian that he must win before he can defeat Satan. You know, we talk a lot about defeating the devil and having power over the devil, but if you don't win these first four battles, you'll never whip the devil. Let's join Brother Hardy now.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, you're of the father, the devil, and his lust you will do. I don't care if it's my mother, my father, my wife. If they're not saved, they're of their father, the devil. They're of this worldly system. They have his nature, and they will do his lust because sin has dominion over them. But if you're of your father, God, if you're his son, then you can do righteousness, and sin has no power, or the world has no power over you. Don't love the evil system of this world. For all that is in this evil system is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and the world, its evil system, is passing away. The Greek tense is a continuing tense. It's passing away. As soon as Jesus came and defeated the devil, he said, now is this world judged. And now is the prince or the ruler of this evil system cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And he set up his kingdom to replace this evil kingdom of Satan with its evil system of lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Jesus set up his kingdom where there is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now either you're living in the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, or the pride of life, or you're living in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I don't know about you, but I'm living in righteousness and peace. And thank God I got the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it is my strength. Don't you be a puppet of the world. I quoted in that 12th chapter of Romans, and I stopped the verse short. So I'm going to quote it now. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed. And you know what the word conform means in the Greek? Don't let the world put you in its mold. Or don't be a puppet of the world and the devil and sin. You see, the world's got a factory. The devil has got a factory. The evil system of the devil, the worldly system. And every one of his citizens who are sinners that are in his system, he's put them in a mold. And he's molding them like lead soldiers when I was a kid. Now be plastic in your day. And they all come out the same. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Paul said, don't let the world make you conform. See, it's up to you and I. We got the let's. We got the might and the right to be a child of God. I can either let sin reign in me, I can either let the system of the world reign in me, I can either let my flesh reign, or I can crucify it and reckon it dead and yield myself to God. It's up to me. You see, if I go to hell, I can't blame anybody but me, myself, and I. Because when I got saved, I got the might and the right. And if you're a sinner who's never been saved, you can't blame nobody else. You can't blame God because he so loved you. You can't blame Jesus because he died to pay the price for your sins. And you can't blame the Holy Ghost because he's wooing and convicting you. And you can't blame me this morning because I'm telling you all about it. How many say amen? I'm not going to let the world make me a puppet, fit me into its evil system that's passing away, and I'm going to pass away with it. I want to do the will of the Lord, for he that doeth the will of the Lord shall abide forever. Thank God one of these days, the devil, the evil system, the sin, and all of the corruption, and all the heartaches is going to go and be gone. It's passing away now. Because from that moment, Jesus said, now is the world judged, now is the prince of this world cast out. His kingdom started pushing it out. And it might look pretty bad as you look on the scene today, but Jesus' kingdom is pushing it out. And pretty soon, the Lord's going to come out of heaven, take his church out, outfit them with his weapons, and together the Lord and the church is going to come and literally cast out the Antichrist and set up his kingdom, and the rule of Satan will be broke once and for all. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let the world put me in its mold. I'm not going to dress like the world. Just about all the designers of the great designing houses all over the world are nothing but homosexuals. And they design all these homosexual, lustful designs. And they come up with unisex designs. And everybody is fitted in the mold. You see them all run. You can see them all come out. They all go to the same store. They all come out the same way. They all have the same haircut. They all wear the same clothes. They all talk to the same talk. They're in the same system. They call it unisex. Brother, if you don't have male and female, you're not going to have any sex. Won't be no humans around. I'm not going to let some freak, some demon-inspired person design clothes to make me look like a freak. You know, I believe a man ought to be a man and a woman ought to be a woman. You know, when I go down the street with my wife, I want her to look like a woman. I don't want her and I to walk down the street and you can't tell which one is what. No, it used to be when you were driving a car and somebody, you know, would almost hit you or pull in front of you, and you look up in front and they have long hair and you say, that dumb woman. You can't do it now. You can't say that dumb woman. You got to pull up and see if it's what it is. I mean, you got to pull up there and try to figure it out. They both go to the same barber and get the same hairstyle, and then they go both down to the jet set and both get the same clothes style, and when they walk down the street, you can't tell which one is which. You're trying to figure out, well, who's who? And young people, peer pressure. Just because somebody full of the devil comes up with a design, then the world's trying to make you get into that design. Some one person had to come up with that design. And then they make everybody else follow that design. Because they'll get somebody that's famous in the world system, a movie star or an athlete, and give them free clothes. They don't go to the guy's hairdresser, and he gives them some freaky hairstyle. And then they give them freaky clothes. And then they walk out and the whole world jumps to spend all kind of money to look like that freak. Well, I'm not going to let the demon-possessed, foul-mouthed, foul-hearted, foul-minded, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life, Hollywood, New York, Paris, Rome of this world, make me get into their form and make me conform to them. If one person can start a trend, then I'm going to go to school and dress like a Christian and start my own trend. You know, some women don't have enough clothes on to make a good handkerchief. And you know what? I believe a Christian ought to dress modest. I'm not a clothesline preacher. I don't harp on these things because I believe if you get the inside right, the outside's going to get right. And I got enough sense to know that you can't make the outside right until you get the inside right. How many say amen? Then I got enough sense to know that you can be radical the other way. You can have a dress up to your neck, sleeves down to your wrist, and the hem down to the floor, and have a tongue that'll go all the way across town and kill somebody. But I believe you ought to dress modest. You know, some women, They look like they're poured in their clothes. And they wear dresses and clothes and sweaters. You don't have to use their imagination. And you know what you're doing? You're inciting somebody that's having trouble with the lust of the eye. You know, a lot of rape cases, the defense of the lawyer said, they dressed alluring and incited my defendant. And that's right. I mean, you're not to dress to incite those demons. What is the last day sign? A wicked and an adulterous, a whoring generation. And people are possessed by whoring spirits. And you walk down the street with not enough clothes to blow your nose on, you're going to stir them demons up. And you're inviting an attack. And you're not supposed to be a partaker of another man's sins. You don't like me out there today, do you? Somebody said, you should be preaching deliverance. I am. You know, one person said, if your merchandise is not for sale, take it off display. Some people's clothes, male and female, is so tight, it's tighter than their skin. Somebody said, how could it be tighter than their skin? You can sit down in your skin, but you can't sit down in your clothes. The Bible said that we ought to dress professing men and women that profess of holiness and godliness, and that's with good works. I'm not going to be the world's puppet. They're not going to dangle me on strings. Some demon-possessed person isn't going to make me do what they're doing. I'm going to look to the perfect man. Behold the upright and mark the perfect man. For the end of that man is peace, and that perfect man is the Lord Jesus Christ. The way to get the victory over the world is come out of the world, stay out of the world, and don't let the world stick you in its mold.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. The four battles of a Christian before facing and defeating Satan. Because we are going to have to face the battle of sin, the world, the flesh, and self, and win these four battles before we're going to be able to defeat our enemy. We believe this devil-chasing message is so important for every believer in Christ that we're going to offer it to you special today. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. I tell you, these are ones you must add to your spiritual library. We want to send you these powerful messages that they can enable you to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request for offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.